and welcome. It is Four States Live on this Thursday, October the 28th. Dr. Linda Neeson is with us this morning. She is with KCU. She's been scrutinizing my bag of candy. I know you sent out the worst bags of candy to buy. And what did I buy? The worst bag.
And people buy the worst bags of candy because it's what they like. In case insufficient children come to your home.
Yeah.
Right, Shannon?
Yeah, I know. Well, typically, kids like chocolate. And I don't get me wrong, I like chocolate. I really prefer the sour candies, the sticky candies, like Jolly Ranchers, Warheads, and your talking points that I pulled up. What was the first thing that came up?
The sticky, chewy, gummy candy. And you have all three.
I know. Yeah. But, we can do it, but we... in moderation, like everything's moderation, and yes. Brush your teeth.
Yes. Yes and yes. So why are these the worst candies, right? Well, they're the sticky candy sticks on your teeth, and it changes the bacteria in your mouth eat all of the sugar that comes from that candy. And because it sticks on your teeth longer, the bacteria are basically having a gourmet buffet in your mouth.
Okay, that makes me kind of wiggle wiggle.
That's the point.
Oh, brush your teeth, people.
Exactly. So you don't, and the things like those Jolly Ranchers, they sit in your mouth for like an hour, so you have all that sugar dissolving in your mouth that changes the pH or the acidity of your saliva. Saliva is really important in protecting your teeth from tooth decay. And it when it gets more acidy, it basically doesn't protect. That's when the tooth decay arrives. So those sour things lower that pH. So it's just a party for the bacteria in your mouth. So if you're going to eat them, and I'm realistic enough to not say to you, don't eat them.
Right. Well, yeah, I eat one or two.
Yeah. Okay. But eat them. You're better off eating them after lunch with a meal.
Okay.
And then brush your teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I, coming from the TV world, I brush.
Good.
Crazy.
That's good. I always like to say if you have a nice soft toothbrush and some fluoridated toothpaste, you can brush as many times as you want. You're not going to hurt your teeth brushing three or four times a day.
Quick question, way off the subject. I've got some friends that are going into that whitening toothpaste type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that safe?
Sure. The whitening toothpaste for,
it's kind of like the $10 a tube.
Oh, of course. It's way more expensive.
Yeah.
The issue is the toothpaste whitening is going to take longer to whiten your teeth than if you bought the white strips.
Right.
The white strips, and they're even more expensive. But they've got a higher concentration of the whitening agent. So when you put those on your teeth will whiten faster. As opposed to the toothpaste, which, may lighten your teeth a little bit. But the whitening toothpaste works more by removing stains than the whitening strips that make a difference.
Sorry, you brought it up, and I'm just I just saw something in my Facebook feed, and I'm like, she's selling toothpaste, and I'm like, is this worth it?
If you really want to whiten your teeth, I would go with the white strips.
Okay.
Put the white strips on. They'll do the job in a couple weeks. The whitening toothpaste, it's going to take much longer. You may not see as much of a difference. So, and then talk to your dentist.
Yes.
The other thing people forget is they want to whiten their teeth, but maybe they have a crown on the front. And that crown's not going to change colors. Or if you have a filling on the tooth, that filling's not going to change colors. So you're going to change the color of your tooth, and now the filling or the crown's going to stick out.
And you're going to look like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Am I right? That's kind of what I look at it. Because I do have a chipped front tooth that's been filled.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm kind of afraid to go super white.
Yes. Don't go super white because you'll see it.
And it makes me think of that scene from Friends.
Yes.
With Ross and the black light. We don't want to do that either. So what are some, let's go back to Halloween.
Okay.
What are some optional treats, or how can we, like, obviously without slapping them constantly, keep our kids from like reaching in and just eating all night, or like, how can we prepare for this?
So there's a couple tricks. One, and none of which the children will like.
No.
Just to give you a heads up. So one of them is to take your, like, if you have a little trick or treat pumpkin where the, you know, you put the candy in the pumpkin, make it smaller so that it fills up faster. So if your child may not notice, although most children are fairly smart and say, hey, Mom, you know, you just gave me a smaller bag. I want the bigger bag.
Right.
So that you get less candy, and then you can separate it, and maybe you put the chocolate and the sticky stuff, you know, in piles, and make it, you know, kind of make a plan for you can eat this, one of these after dinner, you know, eat the candy after a meal, and then maybe after a week, you kind of say, okay, Halloween's over. So that they're
bring
not
it to the office.
Exactly. Like, make your colleagues get the tooth decay.
Yeah. We you saw our candy bowl out front.
Yeah, I liked it. It was all chocolate. Yeah.
And then you come into my studio and I've got all the sour. Yes. So it shows you my personality. Maybe a little bit. Maybe. But, you know, in the past you've talked about anti-raisins.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. Yep. But, like, that is a potential healthier source, but, like, how do we balance that?
So, well, I gave out toothbrushes 1 year. It was not a hit, let me tell you. The kids did not think it was a great idea. No. I thought it was terrific. The kids hated it. But pretzels, you know, little bags of pretzels, little, like, Cheez-Its, little bags of crackers, those kinds of snacks are better. Again, the children may not like them as much, but, you know, they're options. And then what you got to keep in mind with the dried fruit is people think, oh, you know, raisins, dried apricots, are better. Yes and no. Because we've taken all the water out of them.
Right.
Now they turn into a sticky, sugary snack.
Right. So I will say this. We've got a neighbor that gives out chips.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's usually like Sun Chips
Yeah,
I mean, they're healthier chips.
Yeah.
So we've got that one neighbor, and then we've got another neighbor. Grayson's like, so we have to visit them because they give us raisins.
Oh, well, you know.
And I'm like, honey, they're older and they want to. They want to see the kids in the neighborhood. Just take their raisins and be thankful.
There'll be somebody in your home who will eat the raisins, right?
Oh, he hands them off to his dad.
Oh, there you go. You know, you can always use them for putting in cookies or, you know, banana bread or something.
Yeah. They don't go to waste.
Yeah.
They don't go to waste by any means. But, of course, Halloween is coming up. We're going to be talking more about dental health and I don't know. You sent me a bunch of stuff. I know we got off track, but
Hey, I'm here to talk teeth.
It happens.
We're talking teeth. Anything you want to know.
All right. It happens. We got more coming up. It's Four States Live.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Am I and are we taking Tyreek Hill for granted and underappreciating what we're seeing every week with the most unique wide receiver currently in the NFL? This week, the Chiefs are back on the primetime stage, this time against the big market New York Giants. Sometimes I wonder if Hill played in New York, would fans and the media be more in tune with what Tyreek Hill has done and is doing? Here's an example. Tyreek Hill has accounted for 63 touchdowns in his first 80 games. Only the great Jerry Rice and the great Randy Moss, both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, had more touchdowns in that span than Tyreek Hill. Furthermore, the Cheetah has 22 50-plus yard plays in that same time frame, the best by far among NFL wide receivers. Stats on Tyreek Hill we don't hear very often, but maybe should. on this Minute with Mitch.
Every Sunday, a city of more than 2 million unites. A community of fans thousands strong anticipates. A team of 53 players charges the field.
It's a sweep left to the fullback, and a great block springs him to the outside. He's up the left sideline.
And one grocery store is proud to support them all.
20. He's going to outrace everyone to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. A Kansas City Chiefs fan, they'll tailgate just about anywhere. And they live to hear the three most important words ever.
Tailgate, Kansas City!
With Hy-Vee's weekly tailgate specials, you'll find everything you need for your next Chiefs tailgate or Chiefs party. Stop into Hy-Vee and stock up with new tailgate specials every week.
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Are you needing to feed a lot of people for a business function or for a party for family and friends? Then check out the catering menu from Moe's Southwest Grill in Joplin. Whether you need to feed 10, 50, or 100 people, Moe's can bring their fresh and flavorful favorites to you, like burritos, fajitas, and tacos. And don't forget the queso. And if you're just too tired to cook tonight, you can get Moe's delivered through DoorDash. Get exactly what you're craving at Moe's Southwest Grill, 32nd and Main in Joplin. Join Masonite, a Forbes top 500 employer, offering production operators $15 per hour for first shift and $16 for second, a $2 per hour perfect attendance bonus. Full-time employees get a $500 sign-on bonus and another $500 at 6 months. Masonite has medical, dental, vision, and 401k with a 5% company match and a monthly production bonus. Apply at Manpower in Pittsburgh or on Indeed.com. Masonite is an equal opportunity employer.
The Alliance of Southwest Missouri now offers three driving programs: driving lessons, teen defensive driving, adult defensive driving. Visit www.thealllianceofswmo.org for pricing and packages available, or call 417-782-9899.
Here's Paula Baker with Freeman Health System.
If you haven't been vaccinated yet, I emphatically encourage you to do so. The Delta variant is spreading rapidly. This time around, we're seeing patients who are younger and were previously healthy. Please help us beat this. We're in this together.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans. In high school football, the Kansas State playoffs begin tonight for the smaller classes. And in 2A action, Eureka plays at Riverton. Southeast travels to Osage City, and Colgan is at home against Humboldt. In 8-man Division 1, Sedan is home with Flint Hills. Yates Center travels to Chase County. Marmaton Valley plays at Madison. And Howard West Elk is at home against Central Burton. In 8-man Division 2, St. Paul is home with Hartford. Colony Crest plays at Meridazine Valley. And Waverly is at home against Wakefield. There are also some plus one games tonight for teams that are not in the playoffs this year. Those games include Anderson County at Baxter Springs. Iola travels to Cherryvale. Oswego is home with Oxford. Altoona Midway plays at Chautauqua in a 6-man game, and Neodesha is at home against Pomona West Franklin. Several more playoff games will take place in Kansas tomorrow, and in Class 5A, Pittsburgh High will host Kansas City Turner. In Class 4A, Labette County plays at Baser Linwood. Coffeyville travels to Kansas City Piper. Chanute is home with Bonner Springs. Fort Scott plays at Atchison, and Independence is at home against Winfield. Class 3A has Galena at home with Burlington. Columbus plays at Frontenac in what is basically a rematch of their season opener last month. Caney Valley travels to Girard, and Parsons is at home with Prairie View in yet another rematch from last month. There is one game in Class 2A tomorrow night as Erie plays at Wellsville, and Class 1A action has Pleasanton home with Valley Heights, and Uniontown is at home against Troy. Two plus one games are also set for tomorrow as Jayhawk Lynn closes out the regular season at Fredonia, and Leon Bluestem plays their season finale at Sterling. Local college basketball, the Pitt State men open their exhibition schedule tomorrow at home with Avila University from the Kansas City area. The Gorillas were picked 8th in the MIAA preseason coaches poll and 9th in the preseason media poll a few weeks ago. They do return 4 starters from a team that went 10-12 last season and failed to qualify for the postseason conference tournament. This will be the 6th meeting all time between these two teams, with PSU winning all 5 of the previous matchups. Tip-off from John Lance Arena begins at 7. The Pitt State women will play their exhibition game at K-State next Friday. And from the NFL, there is one game on tap for tonight, and it's a good one as Green Bay plays at Arizona. The Packers are 6-1, while the Cardinals come in at 7-0, but they will be without their defensive end, J.J. Watt, who is expected to undergo shoulder surgery and will miss the rest of the season. Kickoff from State Farm Stadium in Glendale begins at 7:20 on Fox. Sports for now. More in about an hour. Now back to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live. We are getting ready for Halloween. I will say this, Dr. Neeson. Grayson had some Halloween yesterday because they are out of school today and tomorrow for parent-teacher conferences, so I'm not out of school today. And then they got professional development. So they had donuts, and he got
that's a good idea.
He got three.
It's good. I like it. Better than
is it better
candy? Yes. Yeah, donuts. Because you eat them, you chew them, you swallow them, they're gone.
Right.
Even if you eat three, you know, as opposed to the sticky candy that might stay in your mouth three times as long.
You know, I'd kind of heard at one point like sugar candy was like better than like even meat, because like meat can like really stick in your
No.
But I don't know.
Like, no, that's not true.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know where I read that, and I could be making it up. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No, that I appreciate you not lying. Something like meat, you know, is protein, so you're going to chew it, you know. Yeah,
right.
Maybe it gets stuck between a couple teeth, but that's why you brush, and that's why you want to use floss.
Right.
You know, floss is, you know, it's like when you eat popcorn and you get those little kernels. You got to use the floss. Or the thing I like better than floss are those little Christmas tree things that,
the little brush thing,
little Christmas tree. Yeah, it looks like kind of like a little wire with little Christmas tree, you know, things on it.
And go
in between. Exactly. It's so much easier for people. So much easier for people. Floss is hard for a lot of people.
And for me, like my teeth are I got lucky.
Yeah.
I didn't have to have braces, but my teeth are fairly close together.
Yeah. We call that tight contacts. The teeth are, you know, they abut each other very tightly, and it's hard to get the floss through it.
Right.
But the little Christmas tree brush, you can put at the bottom of the tooth between, you know, where your gum line is, and you get in between there, which is where stuff gets stuck. So they're much easier for people to use.
So this is almost like using a toothpick, but it's
better than a toothpick.
But
it's
got
right.
little happy fingers. it's what I like to call it.
It's like a mini brush, you know? It's like a little mini brush on a little piece of wire that gets in between those little small areas.
So, okay. So we'll just push my bag of Warheads over here. I have not bought trick-or-treat candy for our trick-or-treaters yet. What do you recommend?
So chocolate is good. Chocolate is, well, it's less bad.
Chocolate's good anyway.
let me rephrase that. Chocolate is less bad than the sticky, chewy candy. So, you know, things like, you know, whatever little chocolate candies, you know, you could get. Although the non-candy alternative, in addition to the pretzels,
right,
crackers, chips, think like glow sticks, bubbles. I love bubbles. Stickers are fun, you know, coloring books, the things that are activity related things children might like. So
have I told you about Mom Treat?
No, what's that?
So, okay, Grayson's out of school. I hope he's not listening, because he's going to learn the secret about Mom Treat. I really like Twix. So I would eat his Twix.
And he didn't know it?
And I told him it was Mom Treat. And that he had to be a mom in order to enjoy it.
Oh, no. Did he believe that?
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful child you have.
And he's like, where do you get Mom Treat? I want Mom Treat. Amazon.
Oh, that's very funny. And very sweet. It's very sweet.
So yeah. I just, yeah. So... the parents are over here, like,
yeah. My husband would always buy, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cups because they were his favorite.
Uh huh.
And you know, give out all the other candy so that we always had the Reese's peanut butter cups left. Oh, gee, they're left. I guess I'll have to eat them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mom, it's mom treat. Yeah. But Grayson would walk through going, I smell chocolate.
Good nose. That's good.
It's mom treat.
It's good. I like it.
You've got to meet my kiddo. Like, I think you'd like him.
He sounds great. And I am still trying to recruit him to dental school.
You know, it's...
I'll
tell you this. He was going through... I do have a question for you, actually, because he was asking me on the way home from piano lessons. We go down to Neosho every Wednesday for piano lessons. And on the way back, we were driving by Missouri Southern. He's like... What are required classes?
Oh, that's good.
And he's in fifth grade. Yeah. I'm like, this is what was required of me. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. What does it take to be a dentist?
Yay, Grayson. Right. Good question. So you tell them, you know, that it's basic, you know, English and the sciences, the biology, the chemistry, maybe some physics. You can really.
Oh, I got a D in physics.
it's possible. Okay, you can. It's basically all the sciences, but you can major in anything as long as you do the prereqs.
Right.
So you need a year biology and then some, maybe a physiology and anatomy, a couple other biology courses. Then you need a year of chemistry, an year of organic chemistry. Organic chemistry is usually the course that people do in. But it's just cooking. I keep telling people organic chemistry is just cooking with the molecule carbon.
Like, I like the cooking.
Yeah.
I don't like the math part.
But you know the thing about the math part, you know, it's like 3 + 1 on one side of the equation has to equal 2 + 2 on the other. You know, it all adds up. You know, it's not a barrier. Don't think about the math as a barrier. It's logical, and you can sometimes you just need somebody to help you think through it to get the thinking pattern.
Right.
You know.
So do you, like, when you become a dentist, do you have to go through, like, basic, like pre-med?
Yes. It's
okay.
The prereqs are very much like pre-med. It's almost exactly the same. And then when you're in dental, it's a four-year, it's a college degree.
Sure.
Whether that takes, 3 years or 4 years. And then dental school's 4 years. And the first 2 years are a lot of basic science. We're setting up a curriculum where we kind of integrate all the basic, like the physiology, with, the clinical stuff. So, so students can understand why it's important to learn about the heart. Because if you come into a dental office and all of a sudden you're going to get your teeth cleaned and you say, I'm having a little pain here on the left side of my heart. You know, the dental student, the dentist say, oh, wait a minute, we've got to look into that, because the mouth's connected to the rest of the body. We've got to be prepared.
I was just curious. Yeah, I never knew what the string of logic.
What the string is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the clinic, you learn how to do all the procedures, and we have a simulation lab where you have what's called a typodon. It's, teeth, in a jaw, and they come together, and the students sit and learn how to do fillings and crowns and, before they see patients.
Can I do that?
Sure. Well, once it's built, I'll have you over and we'll put you in the sim lab.
I love sim labs.
Yeah,
I love doing that stuff.
Okay.
I suck at it, but I love giving it the good old college try.
Well, here's the deal. You can come over only if you bring Grayson, because we'll put you both in the sim lab and let you have some fun.
Oh, that'll be because it's me and mini me.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Me and mini me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, of course, again, thank you, Dr. Neeson. Be safe this Halloween and be smart. We kind of went all over the place this morning.
As I say, I'm here to talk teeth. We can talk anything.
We can talk teeth. We've got more coming up on Four States Live. We're going to be talking about art. That's coming up next.
And that's part of dentistry.
Oh.
Yeah.
But not with you.
If you'd pay for a black market root canal, Status Herbicide is not for you. To everybody else who doesn't want to do the same job twice, Put performance first and do weed control right the first time. With Status Herbicide from BASF, you get what you pay for. Faster knockdown.